survey, over one quarter consider Labor Day one of the most important holidays. By Hannah Blow on September 4, 2023. More than one quarter of American adults consider Labor Day one of the most important holidays, a recent Rasmussen Report survey found. The survey asked respondents, "Do you consider Labor Day to be one of our nation's most important holidays, least important holidays, or somewhere in between?" Across the board, more than a quarter, 27%, identified it as one of the nation's most important holidays, while 12% said it is among the least important. Most, 55%, said the holiday is somewhere in between. Half of Democrats, 59% of Republicans, and 55% of independents believe the holiday is somewhere in between, but 30% of Democrats, 25% of Republicans, and 25% of independents believe it is one of the nation's most important holidays. Further, 50% across the board said they celebrate the holiday honoring the contribution of workers in society, while 36% celebrate it as the unofficial end of summer. More per Rasmussen reports. More women, 53%, than men, 46%, view Labor Day as honoring the contribution of workers in society, and men are slightly more likely to see it as one of the least important holidays. 27% of whites, 23% of blacks and 26% of other minorities consider Labor Day one of the nation's most important holidays. Adults under 40 are more likely than their elders to think Labor Day is one of America's most important holidays. Older men are more likely to see the holiday as marking the unofficial end of summer, while most older women celebrate Labor Day as honoring the contribution of workers in society. The survey was taken August 24 and 27-28, among 1,099 American adults. It has a +/3% margin of error. Meanwhile, more than 3 years after the start of the coronavirus pandemic, New York health officials are advising Labor Day travelers to wear masks in crowded areas. As cases rise, precautions become increasingly important, especially for our most vulnerable New Yorkers who are older, disabled, or have underlying health conditions, New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vaisa said. Staying up to date with COVID vaccines, along with other proven prevention tools, like masking, testing, and staying home when sick, continues to be our best defense against COVID and other respiratory viruses, Vaisa added. Related video, watch, Jerry Nadler says 2-year-old should have worn masks during pandemic, child abuse to do otherwise.